Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everyone. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, do we have to have our conversation interrupted by the show again? Really?
Get it
annoying.
On. God. Yeah. Drew and I got in early tonight. I mean, really early.
Weird.
Yeah. Eerily early.
Yeah, it scared me.
Got in about 9:54 and 37 seconds.
You know,
or
I think some of that, as you said, is because you expected to see tomorrow night's guests here tonight, which I understand. But
right,
because we know Mark for a long time. Mark McGrath's coming in tomorrow night.
Right.
But didn't it seem like we had more than one day off?
Oh, from here?
Yes.
Yeah.
It felt like it was a week off.
Yeah. Well, Drew and I got a little gypped because most people got Thursday, Friday off, and we don't work Friday, so we got Thursday off. But it did feel like a very extended weekend.
I think it's because we neither of us have been apart for a long time. Like,
yeah.
We were working straight. I know, well.
I miss you, brother.
I did. I miss you, too.
I think it was good for us, though. My whole thing about love is it's like a bird. You let it fly away, and if it comes back.
Here we are.
Yeah, here we are.
So there you go.
If you pay it, it'll come back, and then that's love. You know what I'm saying?
That's how it works.
So I was in like a pumpkin pie sort of glaze.
Coma.
Like a semi-coma.
Yeah.
Semi-coma the whole week.
Yeah.
Basically what I did is I had one pumpkin pie left from Thanksgiving, and I did it in quarters. I did it, see, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Uh-oh, it's gone.
Mm.
I must have eaten more in a quarter. The point is I woke up every morning, poured myself a cup of coffee and ate a quarter slab of pumpkin pie, and I was thinking to myself, I could easily do this.
Forever.
This could be a morning ritual.
Yeah.
Cup of coffee, huge slab of pumpkin pie. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So I ate like a maniac. What'd you do, Drew?
Ate like a maniac.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Very
Drew's
nice.
Man of passion.
Passion overflowed this weekend.
Yeah.
Bad. Didn't it seem, though, I think we talked about this last week a little bit, that people were sort of extra thankful this year. You notice that?
Yeah.
A lot of people sort of taking a beat and, you know, saying thanks for things. And I don't know what that was. The war or what?
Yeah. But then I mention you say that every year.
Mm-mm.
I don't know if you do. But it's easy to say that because you can never remember it was a year ago. It's kind of a cheap shot. All right. We got things to talk about, but we got calls to take, too. And those will remind me of things to talk about. Kat?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Well, I just kind of got out of a relationship with a guy that he was a really nice guy at first, and then he turned into kind of, like, he started rejecting me. And
why?
Well, I told him about my past, and he was really supportive, you know, because I was raped and molested, and I told him about my home life, which sucks, and he went to his friends, told his friends, you know, things, and his friends came back and told him that I'm a slut, and
yeah.
I look like a dyke, or a guy, right. Or whatever they said.
All right, well, Kat, you've been through a lot, and it's always hard to address these ones, because when you've been abused like you've been abused, you end up getting here's what I'm going to say.
You find abuse one way or the other.
You go through life with a crappy translator.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to find a good translator. If you really sort of think about it, everyone sort of has the equivalent of a translator who all the information must pass through,
yes,
to get to them, because
right,
it's them.
Right.
It's very easy to hear other people have conversations and criticisms and critiques, but when it comes to you, people have a translator, and some people's translators are wildly off.
Broken,
like somebody says, boy, you really ate right over Thanksgiving. Oh, he called me fat.
Attack.
He said I was fat, and that was an attack.
Yeah,
yeah, there's those people out there. It's actually most of the people. And most time people get things sort of half right. The smarter you are and the more self-aware you are, the more mm-hmm, accurate your translator is.
Generally speaking. Yeah.
When you've been abused, you get a crappy translator. And you hook up with people.
That's right.
You got to abuse your translator.
You get it both ways.
That's right.
So the hard part is for those of us listening to the story is to interpret: is it the translator or is it who she's attracted to?
And we'll go with both.
Both. All right.
Kat?
Yeah.
All right, so how old is this guy?
He's 17.
Okay. Well, is this thing over with?
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
good.
He's not ready for a woman. He's right now going
okay.
out with a 13-year-old girl, which is actually kind of
fantastic.
Crazy.
Okay, so
and
there
God
we go.
God bless him.
Yes.
We wish him all the
Mazel
best.
Tov.
Mazel tov.
So there we go. Here he is. He's sort of a bad guy, an abuser. Naturally enough, you're attracted to bad guys.
Yeah.
That's sort of the way you're... Not only is your translator off, your radar's off.
Yeah.
So you're going forward with the skew, the compass spinning as well.
Yeah, guys aren't going to cure you. That, and they may make you feel better, but then they make you feel worse. It's not a cure.
Well, yeah, it's,
what
you're
can
not,
we
you're
do?
Not going to make better the traumas of the past.
Right. So how about a little therapy, Kat?
I've been going through a lot of that, and I've actually
good.
Changed a lot. And
oh, good.
It was one of the things that he didn't see at all.
Okay. Well, good. He didn't
He's
appreciate
a bad guy.
You.
Yeah.
He didn't deserve you. He's a bad guy. You made a mistake. Fine. Everyone does it.
Yeah.
Don't get pregnant. Get your grades up. Move away.
Don't
go
take
to
his behavior out on yourself. Try
right.
again. Be careful. Don't go after a guy that you're super attracted to, because
yes.
those are likely to be the guys that are like this.
There's
go
nothing
the
wrong with
guy.
You.
Boring guys, and then careful with your translator. Realize that you may be hyper. You may react. You may be sensitive to things. You may react to things, and try to listen to what really is being said when people talk to you.
All right. Fantabulous. You ready to rock here?
Keep it moving.
Let me say this, Drew.
Yeah, say this.
I know. You think we're going to keep moving, but we're not.
Yeah, I did.
I was speaking of traffic in this town. I was...
yeah. we haven't shared with people our experience driving home on Thanksgiving Eve night.
Lots of people drunk and meandering on the road.
Remember, we drove home with a new group of people, though.
Yeah.
And we knew it. It was weird.
Yeah, Drew and I drive this route like a milkman every night, you know? Just a boring milkman and a rugged
speeding,
milkman.
Boring.
Yeah, we speed, and when you hit the freeway at exactly the same time and take exactly the same route, and you do it over the course of 10 years, you notice when something is different. And I was thinking to myself, and Drew and I always speak on the cell phones on the way home.
We don't get enough time to talk on the show, God knows.
No, we're not able to do what we're doing now.
No.
So we speak, and I was thinking to myself, boy, this is a new crowd. This isn't the crowd I drive with every night. This is a new roster here. And Drew, as I was thinking that, said that.
Yeah,
and I don't know how that works,
well,
but
more
we could
than,
tell
I,
it
I
was
go,
a different
well, first
crew.
Of all, I go, look at these. See that Bentley? Wait, what are these two 18-wheelers doing here without trailers? That's weird.
Yeah.
And then we drove on a little bit, and I said, you know what? These aren't our people.
Yeah,
we're not driving with our people tonight.
No,
they were
new.
They
crew.
Were driving bigger cars, nicer cars.
Thanksgiving crew.
Yeah,
I don't know where they were going.
Yeah.
But the point, and some were drunk.
And some were drunk. Yeah.
All right. So here's what I want to say. I was driving, you know, in Los Angeles. As if things aren't bad enough on the roads, they install these cameras in the intersection. Take your picture.
Oh, yeah.
And give you a ticket.
And sometimes
now,
those are phony.
Yeah, shocking. Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
What about that?
They put some of them are actually active. They still flash at you, but they don't actually take your picture.
But are they malfunctioning? Are they not hooked up? Or are they supposed to be decoys?
They are decoys.
Really?
They only activate a couple of them, you know, at any given time.
Got to get people to slow it down. the point is, Los Angeles, we got to slow it down. Gridlock. Is there anything slower than gridlock? By the way, what are we supposed to do? Start tunneling into our own anuses? Like, well, that would slow
they
us down a little bit.
That. Yeah. Give you something to do.
So there's this. Now this is why, by the way, you shouldn't have a front license plate on your car if you're in Los Angeles. Go ahead and take that license plate off. You can get a ticket, a fix-it ticket. Better to have it off, though. In general, car looks better. And you can just say you got in an accident, got mashed.
Would they give you a fix-it ticket if you had it, like, in your trunk, just pull it right out right there, the cop stopped you, and just put it on?
Yes. Oh,
you still have to go prove that you...
Hold on, Drew. You couldn't put on a pair of goddamn sunglasses if a cop was standing outside of your car without screwing it up. You think you're going to go to your trunk and go put it on in front? You can't. You called AAA when you got a flat and your car was at home.
I can do this.
It was in the garage.
I've done license. Oh, yes. I do that.
Pussy.
Absolutely.
Well, what are you talking about? You couldn't do that.
I could put a light split on.
You think so?
Yeah, that I could do.
Well, you
the question is, would he allow me to do it?
Do you have a screwdriver?
No, I'm saying if you prepared yourself and just kept pulling it in the back of the car, would they allow you to do that and withhold the ticket? Or would they say, hey, you got to go to City Hall and prove that you did this anyway?
It just depends
yeah.
on who you get. Usually, they're trying to generate money,
yeah.
and then oftentimes they'll give you the ticket when you're not in the car.
Right.
They'll give you the ticket when the car's parked.
Right,
you'll see a ticket, and you'll say, what? The meter's not expired. And then you'll get it and say, oh, it's for illegal tint or whatever.
Right.
That's one of those Los Angeles, especially Santa Monica, things, by the way. Oh, yeah. People's Republic of Santa Monica. Well, the thing is, when you got to support all the homeless people, it's important to rape the populace who does actually pay taxes. I mean, that's their motto. Burbank, I'm sure, does a lot of that. Or Rape Bank does a lot of that, too. The point is I'm driving down La Brea. I'm heading for the intersection I know has the signal in it. Now, I time the signals or drive accordingly, which is, you know, I'm, you know, 200-300 feet away from the intersection. I'm looking to see how many times the red thing is blinking on the don't walk thing. Mm-hmm. Now's the time to speed up or slow down. Mm-hmm. Are you going to go for it? Are you going to make it? The problem is the signal's now entered. This has thrown a new wrinkle in my scheme.
The camera.
Yeah, the camera. Sorry. So now it's like you get in your head a little bit. Well, I'm doing 42. If I get on it a little bit, I think I can make it. But these things aren't calibrated that great. A lot of times they're a little trigger-happy. Shocking, the problems they've had with them, of them going off a couple beats too early. Never too late, of course. So I could get a ticket. So I get in my head a little, and I go, ah, screw it. And I said, last minute, sort of slow down kind of thing. And I thought, wow, I almost went sliding out into the intersection because it was raining. And mm-hmm. I thought, I wonder what I can't be the only person that does this. Must happen all the time. I wonder if people – I'm sitting at the red light thinking about this. Some guy gets rear-ended because this signal is yellow. He panics and hits the brake, and the guy behind him who would have easily made it through mashes into him. So there you go, everybody. That's it. That's the city at work for you. Never think about that. All right. Fantastic. Mm. Slow us down a little more. Fantabulous. Fantabulous, everybody. All right, you ready to rock here, Drew?
There we go.
Will?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up?
Hey, what's up? I just want to say, first of all, that I love you guys. I've been listening to you guys for so many years now.
Thanks.
First question I had, because I have two. The first question was, I'm uncircumcised, and I have, like, a whitish film over my head of my penis.
Mm-hmm. Does it come off?
Well, yeah, sometimes film. It does, but sometimes it still stays there.
Okay.
Well, you could wash it off, though, right?
Well, yeah, that's when it comes off. But sometimes, like, even when I do try to wash it off, it won't come off. It
smells like, you know, when you take the brie and you put it in the oven in the little basket of bread?
Mm.
Yeah. Same consistency.
Nice.
Same smell. Yeah. That's an acquired taste. Go ahead, Will. Chicks dig it, though.
They like the cheese.
Oh, they love scuba.
What'd you call it?
I should just wash it often, right?
Yes, and then dry.
The dry
piece may be more important than the wash off.
Let me say this. Uncircumcised guys should have
new invention.
A blower. No.
Penis blower.
Yeah, penis blower. Yeah, Drew's name it is dorm in college.
Blow
penis
dryer.
Blower. No, yours is just blower. But yes, the blow dryer, the one you whack with your palm of your hand, very satisfying, punching that big button.
Oh, yeah,
at the airport. Any button more satisfying than that big old chrome round button.
They've done away with a lot of airports, too. Just put your hands under it and it turns on.
They don't realize that's one of the... I travel so I can go to the airport to hit that button on the blower thing. Woo! And it's
you didn't know those existed, I bet, until you started traveling.
Nobody, at least they have in gas stations and stuff like that. Nobody, by the way, ever pushes that button with a finger or a thumb. You hit that thing like George Foreman. It's just like, pow! I mean, you take this. It's certain excitement about whacking that thing.
It's a clock size.
Button the size of a hubcap, and you have to punch it like it's some sort of circus game or something, like you're at the carnival.
Right.
And you whack that thing, and it just blows away. I always feel weird when I'm walking away, and it's still going.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I whack it again, like I'm going to shut it.
Resets
and then I think, wait, did I reset it? Yeah. And I don't know if anyone really knows the answer to that question. Like, if you whack it again.
Does it just run? Or
if I hired a guy to stand there and punch it every 15 seconds, would it keep going? But you need one of those about groin height. As a matter of fact, in general, it couldn't hurt. You know what I'm saying?
A little tube that you stuck the schwanz in?
No, it's too involved. And there's parts and a kid could choke on it.
But see, I don't trust these guys. They still got to fold the skin down and hold it there until it dries.
Right. No. But in general, just having that sort of
dryer.
Warm typhoon blowing on your junk would be nice. It would be nice for all men. I should say.
You get a little, probably would.
Get a little hair down there, get a little sack down there, traps a little moisture, you put the shorts on.
In your case, get the paper mache going.
Yeah. No, that's a good plan, Drew.
Or papier-mâché.
I'm going to work on it. Yes.
Yeah, really, I mean, it's almost like it's weird that there hasn't been a hygiene product like that. Because these guys get, what do you call it? Scubba?
Scubba. Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
Scubba, is it an acronym for something?
No, it's just Scubba. It's just one of those words that sounds like what it is, you know? All right, you ready to rock
here?
Here
we go.
Let's talk to Brandon, 25. Brandon?
Yeah, how you doing?
Frosting is one of those words that sounds like what it is.
Mm.
It's frosting. Yeah. See, picture frosting when you say frosting. See?
And lard.
Thankfully, I don't have that problem.
One of us wants to. Brandon?
Yeah.
You're 25?
Yes, sir.
Engineer Chris.
I'm sorry.
Hang a second, Brandon. Hang on.
You know what lard is?
Yeah.
So you like what it sounds like.
You need it to cook or something.
Yeah. Do you know what it is, though?
Not really. You just need it to cook.
But do you know what it's made of?
No.
Okay.
You ever heard of lard ass?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. It's just fat. Oh. Okay. Brandon?
Yes, sir.
You're 25?
Yes.
What's going on?
Well, basically, it's been about 2 years. I found out my wife cheated on me with somebody online. That she
2 years? 2 years ago or across the 2 years?
It was about 2 years from now that I found out about it. So it's been 2 years ago. So,
how did you find out? How'd you find out?
Basically, I confronted her on it. I knew something was going on, and
how did you know something was going on?
I should find out. I confronted her on it.
Well, I mean, he's concrete. It's I confronted her. She told me. That's how I found out. He skipped the part where we got suspicious because.
Right. Yeah.
What made you think you needed to confront her?
Basically. She is an extremely efficient person. She gets a lot done in a day.
No wonder you're suspicious.
Yeah. What's that?
Her productivity fell off. She wasn't getting as much done in a day that she normally does. She was acting strangely towards me.
Mm-hmm. So you just assumed she was having an affair.
No, I ended up being right.
Yeah. But really, no guys, no phone numbers, no messages, nothing you intercepted off the internet or anything?
No, actually, I checked the phone bill as well. I did find a phone number on there that didn't belong.
Why didn't you think drug addict or, you know, buying drugs or something?
Well.
She's actually a teacher.
All right, but did you call the phone number?
Yeah, I called the phone number.
And a dude answered?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Hey, Brandon?
Yeah.
That's how you found out she cheated.
Yeah, true that.
Right. Okay.
But I mean, I did confront her on it, and she did admit to it.
All right. I'm just saying, we don't have to, like, how'd you find out she cheated? She's a clean freak. Okay. Get to the part where you found the phone. Actually, you didn't even get to that part. I got to that part. I'm the one who had to tell you that you found the phone number and called the guy.
True, you did.
All right. I don't know why I asked people. I should have asked myself. Adam, how did Brandon's wife, how'd he find out Brandon? Well, I'm glad you asked me that. All right, Brand. So 2 years ago,
you discovered had she been having it for long?
It went on for about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And did she stop when you confronted her?
So she says.
And mm-hmm. How long have you guys been together?
7 years.
How long have you been dating? I mean, how long have you been married?
Married, 4.5 years.
4.5 years.
So 3 years into your marriage. So.
Now, she readily told you, admitted it. Which usually means they're trying to send you a message, too. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I asked her why the number was on there.
No. Oh, Brandon.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it's for a living.
I know, but she... What do you do for a living, Brandon?
I work for a home improvement store.
All right.
Management.
Ah, nice. Management. All right.
Mm. But what might make her sort of frustrated with the relationship and want to kind of get back at you, so to speak?
You know, at the risk of saying this on the radio, she told me that it was purely sexual.
Really? But she would say that just to F with you.
Right. It's not...
Something's not gelling. I mean, here's why women cheat. Okay, we'll give you two options. It's A or B. You ready, Brandon?
A.
Yeah.
And then, by the way, I got a little home improvement quiz for you before we let you go.
Here's option A.
Option A... You've not been listening. She's been trying to talk to you. She's been wanting you to be more intimate with her. I don't mean more sex. I just mean pay attention, look her in the eyes, spend more time.
Flowers,
she's not listening.
Things
you're not
hurt.
Do all the stuff you've been ignoring, and she's been telling you, and now she's sending a message. There's that.
B.
Chaos.
Sexual abuse.
She just comes from a chaotic family. Her mom cheated on her dad.
That's
there was
it.
Alcoholism.
A or B.
So which one is it?
B.
Okay. All right. So she, and then, by the way, this still to me smacks of addict behavior.
Did her mom cheat on her dad or vice versa? Or there's alcohol or what?
Actually, it was a little of both.
Yeah. I think she's got the ism. She got the gene. Even though you say she's a teacher, and I understand she'd work hard to hide it.
All right.
This is kind of an addict move.
Yeah. Now, does she drink? Does she do anything like that?
No, actually, no. Really, her only thing is sex.
All right. Well,
and is she a sexual compulsive? Is she sexually addicted?
I wouldn't say addictive, but compulsive might be a good word.
All right. Well, if you add the gene of addiction to the history that you're describing in your wife, that meets criteria for addiction, not compulsion. It may not be obvious to you yet that it's compulsive, that it's addictive, but really all you have to do is look at the history here and realize that the consequences are what are defining it as addiction. And if it's affecting relationships, affecting financial status, affecting health, you got addiction going on here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, my overall question was, you know, we have a son together. He's 15 months old. We don't fight readily in front of him. We don't actually fight even apart that much. We get along relatively well despite our past. Mm-hmm. But, you know, divorce is a serious thing for a child. I'm from a divorced family. And I was wondering, you know, is this something that we should try to stick out, being how we are at least half-assed getting along?
Well, here's the thing, Brandon. Can you forgive her and move on if she makes a concerted effort? Because I think the number one thing you have to ask yourself if your wife cheats on you or vice versa, can you forgive the person if they're able to, you know, get into counseling or do whatever it's going to take to move on? Some people can't. I understand that. I mean, I respect it in a certain way. And if you can't, admit it and go your separate ways.
There's actually a question a little bit ahead of that, which is, are you committed? Can you commit in spite of not being able to forgive at this point in time? Because sometimes people can't learn to forgive later if they'll commit to some kind of treatment.
Okay.
That's probably where I'm at right now. Then go
get it. But you're going to have to participate in treatment as much as she. And she's got to be willing and really interested in treatment. If she's not, you can't maintain the status quo. Because although you're kind of getting along, you don't want to rock the boat, I promise you there's more things ahead for you. And unless you do something to change trajectory, i.e. treatment, this is not going to be a great history going forward.
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
Quick home improvement quiz.
Shoot.
What does OSB stand for?
It's a particle board. I'm not sure what it actually stands for, though.
All right. Fair enough. MDF?
MDF?
Yes.
Donut.
That's the medium density fiber board.
Get a plumbing question going. Yeah.
You smoked me on that. Actually, my specialty is electrical.
Electrical.
Okay, there you go.
All right.
Get him like electrical floor, heating a floor or something.
All right. Well, electrical. You got your four gang box and your two gang box. I don't know. You guys carry variable Romex?
Yep.
All right. 14 gauge?
Yes.
Fantastic. I'm going to need a couple hundred feet of that and some LBs and some Mexicans. Can you bring them by the house?
We could probably supply the Mexicans.
All right. You're going to bring them over there.
You're in Iowa.
You're in Iowa. Do they hang out in front of the store looking to pick up some work?
They actually do.
Yeah. All right. I'm telling you. That's a proud warrior there.
I don't know what we would do with that.
Mexicans? I'll explain to you during the break. It's not bad. It'd be cool.
There'd be no food. We would not be able to go to a restaurant.
No, I finish structure. You know what? I don't believe that. I don't.
Who would pick it up?
Well, here's the thing. You're thinking like a rich white guy. I'm literally a millionaire, as you know. But
you were a poor white guy. Yeah.
No, when I got out of high school, it was a really bad time for jobs, and I was, you know, barely had an education, was not going off to college.
But now it's not.
Didn't know anybody. But the point is there's plenty of people who get out of high school that need work. And I took work carpet cleaning, and I couldn't find work just picking up trash on a construction site.
I think that's a little bit of your historical perspective. You talk to some of these kids around here at the radio station, they're going, I think I wanted to run the Jurassic Park ride at Universal Studios. So I went over there, and that was what I did for a while.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to work at Jack in the Box. I did that for There's work everywhere.
Yeah, I know. Engineer Chris wants to be mayor of Disneyland, he told me. During the last break, says he wants to climb the mountain, the Matterhorn,
and Mr. Mayor.
Of course,
Mr. Mayor.
Do you? So
Mr. Mayor.
Wants a job where he wears a top hat.
I'm gonna fly tomorrow.
I need to speak to the governor of California Adventure.
Yeah,
because I need to get my kids in there.
But here's my point, Drew. There's always people to fill crappy jobs. There are. All right, I'm gonna explain to you during the break.
We'll talk about it.
We'll take a quick break. When we come back, speak to what Ben? Potential risk of Prince Albert penis piercings. After this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Mark McGrath is in here tomorrow night. And Dana Devon is also in here from Extra. I got to talk to her about that spelling of the name.
Yeah.
D-A-Y-N-A. And here's the problem when people screw with their names. It doesn't register. Like, I'm staring at it. As I'm reading Mark's name and I'm staring at Dana's name and I'm thinking, I'm going to come to this name in a couple of seconds. I wonder how it's going to come out of my mouth.
Right.
It's not going to come out like, it doesn't feel like Dana to me.
And by the way, when it comes time to recall her name, it's not as though that sticks better.
No.
It sticks worse.
That's right. All right. Ready to rock? I had a lovely experience last night, by the way. If you live out in Southern California area, it was windy last night.
Yeah.
Nutty, crazy. Novelty windy and
cold
and super nutty windy and 4:10 a.m. the kitchen window of my house blew open and I mean it's you know it's 3 foot across it's 4 foot high and it's on a hinge.
It's like the Wizard of Oz.
It blew open.
Yeah.
It came big time. Yeah. And of course on the side of the house where the wind was coming from naturally. So the alarm went off at 4:10 a.m. And it's just, you know, I think to myself, it's like with the earthquakes, with this kind of stuff, the power outages and stuff. Really? By the way, I go to bed at 2:30. It gets light at 5:45. It's not a big window of when I'm disoriented. You know what I mean?
When horrible things happen.
But the horrible things happen at this crazy... I mean, we've had the alarm, you know, had the alarm go off a couple of times.
What is
now,
that?
Why does every earthquake have to be between 4:30 and 6?
Everyone, so you can be completely disoriented.
Yeah.
So it's not even between 4:30 and 6. It's between 3:45 and 5 a.m.
Yeah.
I mean, it is peak REM time. You've never been further out. So, I mean, it's like the earthquake hits, you spend the first few seconds processing it in a dream.
Yeah.
What's going on? Did somebody fart in my dream? What is it?
But what's scary, what's awful about that is your body still is going right ahead and reacting. Your pulse is now 150.
Right. right. So, you know, 4:10, alarm's going off. By the way, the window's blown open and, you know, stuff's blowing off the kitchen counter and it's like flopping and banging around. Of course, I'm upstairs. All I hear is ruckus in the alarm going off and ruckus in the kitchen. So I'm going to head down with my half a boner in minor pants to see what's going on. The wife calls the dog into the bedroom.
Of course.
Like,
nice.
Yeah, protect. What dog? This now's your chance to shine, boy. Get down there. We may have
that
a
dog
code
just
3.
Wag its tail.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Lick.
So the dog goes into the bed like in
that's
the bedroom.
The best place for him. Think
all
about
right.
It. All
right,
that dog.
No, at least distract whoever it is and pump a few rounds into the dog while I'm heading out the front door.
Good point.
Yeah. So things
before he hits the wire.
Oh, it's just that. It's just disoriented for. And then, by the way, I'm up. Now I'm up because I got woken up with basically a hot foot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up like I'm up now. Oh, now I'm pacing around. And by the way, here's the thing. It's sort of like when you have a really bad dream, which is, all right, no one's in the house. Well, there's a 10% chance someone's in the house. It's not there's definitely no one in the house. It's just a lower percentage of what it was 5 minutes ago. 5 minutes ago.
Somebody's in the house.
There's a gang of bikers in the house.
Yeah.
Now it's just gone to there's probably one guy in the house. Maybe he's under 6 foot.
Yeah. After all, how did that door open?
Right. No wind banging around and things. So now I'm up. So I'm up from five, you know.
Oh, it must
four,
be up there on the hill there. It must be windy. Where you're
windy hell.
Crazy.
Four, yeah, it's like, you know, 4:10. I'm going up till 5:30 now.
Nice.
Thank God for that TiVo. All right.
You watch TiVo in the middle of the night.
What do you think I'm going to do? Look, I don't read when I'm on the beach. I drag a TiVo out with me. What do you think I'm going to do at 5 in the morning?
You've got to catch up.
Ben?
Yeah, how's it going, man?
21?
Yep.
What's up?
I'm thinking about getting a Prince Albert. And besides it getting infected, I wanted to know the medical precautions of what could happen.
Aside from losing your penis, you can lose the erectile function. That happens sometimes. And lose the sensitivity. That happens sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Not especially common, but not something. If there was a medication, let's say Vioxx, that had a 1 out of 100,000 chance of causing a heart attack or a stroke.
An effective medication.
Yes, an excellent medicine that has extreme health benefits in certain situations. The public would want that off the market immediately. And that's, in fact, what happened.
Right.
Now, piercing, particularly of the Johnson, has no health benefits whatsoever. Only
you.
Putting you at risk.
That
and the risk happens every so often. Not 100,000, 100.
Why?
Maybe 500. No one's ever studied it.
Why?
And yet that goes right on. No problem. No problem.
Why, Ben? Drew's outrage, but why are for you the Prince Albert?
I've heard it enhances for both parties.
Yeah.
That's BS, Ben, please. That's
well,
BS.
Who cares? Well, by the way, you're 21. What, are you bored? Bored of banging? You put a bullet in your head if you're tired of screwing
it. But how much
21.
Better is... You're not having enough fun, as you say, Adam, banging? Get another partner.
Yeah.
Find one that makes you happy. That, for a male, that's the... Is that not the bottom line?
It is the bottom line. Yeah. Yeah, let's don't strap a wall sconce onto your dork to see if you can crank just a little more pleasure out of the experience. How about you find someone you like screwing?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. And the same thing for different reasons applies to women, too.
Here's the whole thing, guys, when it comes to women. Don't bother doing anything they can't see. Your job is to try to meet hot chicks and have sex with them. You doing stuff that they're not going to find out about until the penis is out. Forget it.
Waste
of time.
Yeah.
Take that money, put it into a sweater. I'll tell you what'll get you. Let's just talk about this for a second,
Drew.
All right. All right, I'm not gonna screw with you. Sorry. Here's all I'm saying. What can you do to meet a woman, and where's the money well spent? If you think about it.
Have sex.
Yeah, whatever. Not necessarily have sex, but just, you know, hook up. I don't mean get laid. I just mean
to
exchange
meet
phone numbers, get something, you know.
Get the initial thing going.
Yeah, I'll give you, something just popped into my head. Women love shoes.
Oh, yeah.
They love shoes. Mm. And you spending, you know, $130 to get your dork pierced would be much better spent on a really cool pair of shoes.
Yes.
Women, that's the kind of thing, by the way. Women love shoes for themselves. We've never spoken about this, and I've never really... Women will comment if a guy's wearing shoes. And as a matter of fact, women will they will take shoes and connect all sorts of magical powers to them. Here's a guy's on the move. Look at his shoes. Right. Here's a successful guy. Here's this guy's smart. Right. This guy's artistic. Look at these shoes. They somehow, because they put such faith in shoes, we should too. But if that's the language you're speaking, go ahead and speak it.
Right.
So go out and get a really cool pair of shoes. It's not no guarantees, but chicks will look down, and if they see something smart on your feet, it's one step, pardon the pun, in the right direction.
And I know this runs contrary to the essence of the piercing impulse, but put money down at gym. Go to gym.
Yeah.
Except for 3 months.
Work out a little.
Go a lot further for you.
I'll tell you what could really get you going with a chick. I'm just saying. I'm thinking apparel now.
Right.
Nice pair of frames on your glasses.
Haircut.
Gonna
nice
do
haircut.
It. Nice haircut's going to work. A pair of shoes work, and a cool jacket's going to work, too.
Mm-hmm.
All things that'll push you a little bit further in that direction. And again, it's like you don't need, here's the deal. You're parking the car out in the lot. You want somebody to buy it. Wax it up. Don't worry about the engine. Don't just yet. People aren't going to see that who are driving.
Well, not even the engine, but make sure the engine runs. But don't chrome it.
Yeah, don't spend any time on the dork.
Yeah,
you don't need that. First, you got to get people in the showroom.
Oh, Adam, you're just speaking like the man.
That's right.
It's just the man talking through you.
That's me, man.
No, don't spend any time on the dork.
Cassidy,
turn your radio down.
Hi.
Turn the radio down, please.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, let me say this. I do a lot of complaining on the show.
Yeah.
One thing.
Really?
I got it. Yeah.
Complain?
Sometimes. Once in a while.
No way.
Yep.
No, I never noticed.
How's it happen?
Hmm.
Sure.
Hmm.
Chris will tell.
Do pray tell.
I got to say that one thing we've done well on is to turn your radio down decree.
Well, yes, we've been good with that lately.
We've, for a couple of years. So kudos to the phone screeners. Cassidy?
Hi.
What's up?
First, I want to say hi, and the guy, Brandon, that was on here a minute ago, he mentioned that his girlfriend cheated on him 2 years ago and that his son is 15 months old, so that would technically mean that his son was conceived when she was cheating on him, so I just thought he might want to know that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he's thought of lovely things like that.
Food for thought. Fantastic. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. My question I have is that I was a stripper a few months ago, and I was doing a two-girl show, and one of the girls taught me how to squirt, and so I've been really confused about that lately. I was just wondering if it's actually, like, some, like...
Well, now, we're confused. Wait, you're on stage?
No. She is doing bachelor parties.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, because the two-girl show part, that's the bachelor part.
I see, okay.
And the squirting part... that's the bachelor part too.
What is that? What is she? Is somebody's the girls?
They do a thing where a guy puts a candle in his mouth and lays down on his back.
Seriously?
Yeah.
God. It's called a, you could say anything. Just make it up as you go.
Yeah.
And I'd believe you.
Yeah.
And it'd probably be as close to the reality as the reality itself. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's called the slutty soaker.
Okay.
And he. No, I am making this up. I realized I could just lie to you about everything. You didn't know I was an astronaut?
No. When it comes to the stripper thing.
Oh, okay. So anyway, you're able to squirt.
Right.
How'd she teach you how to do it? Because I'd like to figure it out myself.
I bet you would like to know.
Yeah. No, I could figure I think I could do it. How do you do it?
Okay. We were doing a toy show mm-hmm. with dildos, and she put one in me, and then I had to push it out with my own muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And when I pushed it out, I squirted.
Oh, okay.
That's called peeing.
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. Hold on a second. Where do you think she went to finishing school? Now, I'm thinking Geneva.
Yeah. Lausanne has a pretty good one, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This is because schools around Cambridge.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sure. I'm certain it was European.
I'm almost
definitely
sure
European.
She was out of the country.
No, definitely European.
Cassidy.
Distinct French flavor.
Cassidy, where did you grow up?
In a small town.
Where?
In California.
Where? What town?
Bakersfield.
I'm not telling.
Well, it Bakersfield. Says Bakersfield here, so that's
going to be like Delano or something. Delano.
All right.
Yeah,
so
it was
what?
Delano, yeah.
Wow, what? Drew. Nuts on.
Yeah.
All right. So Cassidy, are you doing? How much money would you make at these bachelor parties? By the way.
Quite a bit actually. I could make usually $300.
$300. Would you have to have sex with any of the guys?
Oh, of course not. No.
All right.
How dare you, Adam, Mister? Oh, man.
I know. I'm sorry
Such
about your
presumption.
Sorry about your delicate sensibilities, Cassidy. She who blows dildos out with the streams of urine. Okay.
Well, I've only done it once.
Please accept my apologies. But now you could have sex with a guy, right? If you're into a guy at a party, right?
Well, I have a boyfriend who I really like, so I don't really have the need
okay,
for another
so you,
guy.
Okay, so you guys have a special bond. Okay.
Yeah.
In other words, and nor right. should be able to speak of this on
yeah,
public radio.
You wouldn't want to cross the line. And so, now does your boyfriend know you do the toy parties for the bachelor
parties?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He used to actually be a bouncer for me, and he'd come and watch, and it was kind of fun, actually.
Yeah. That's nice. All right, so hold on a second, Cassidy. See, I keep telling you, Drew, all the time, they're stripper, and then they're stripper.
Yeah, you know all the different categories. I'm your humble servant.
Thank
student.
You.
Student.
Give me a little warm-up on this coffee.
Yes, sir.
As long as you're pledging your servitude. The there's the, you know, topless dancer.
Yes, you've taught me that.
And then there's blowing.
Then the top is bottomless, and then there's top is bottomless in little towns, and then there's bachelor party, and then there's girl bachelor party.
Then there's, you know, firing a missile across a hotel room out of...
From the vagina.
Yeah, out of the shave silo. Yeah. Write that down, buddy. That's hot. All right, look, we got to take a break. Don't, hey, phone screeners, don't hang up on Cassidy. We're not done with her by a long shot. Boyfriend, bouncing, hanging out.
Crazy.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right, tomorrow night, Mark McGrath is going to be in here along with Dana Devon from Extra. And as I've said to Drew, that's those shows are my guilty pleasures.
Oh, that's right.
Like I watch them, then I get angry at society, and then I watch them
then you masturbate.
Some more, and then I masturbate, then I cry.
Then you go back to watch them.
Then I go back to watch them, and I get angry. And
it's like heroin.
Just do the whole yeah. cycle. So I'm glad to see Mark is doing well on the show, by the way.
Yeah.
Consider him a friend of the show.
And Mark will do good whatever he does.
Be back tomorrow night. We'll take a talking with him. You know, the thing about those shows, though, it's you're just sitting there and you're watching, and it's like Renee Zellweger, how she put the weight on. When we come back,
what's up with Britney?
Yeah, and it's like, how did Renee? How does somebody put weight on? Because I'm not moving. I got to know how to fatten up. And secondly, it's not the secret or the riddle of the Sphinx. How to put the weight
what
on.
What kills me about this whole the reporters that do the investigative work, they actually believe that people who are in position of celebrity are different. Mm-hmm. Think differently, brains work differently. They're not actually humans. Different. They're breed.
I think they do too. Yeah.
These are human beings, and these usually flawed human beings. Frankly,
yeah.
That's why they need to be celebrities, and their relationships don't work right, and they have a lot of alcoholism, addiction stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just stay focused on that if you understand what motivates.
I like when there's a news story that's someone saying they're not doing anything. Britney's taking time off.
Yeah.
Really, she's taking time off. Well, hold on.
How dare she?
Yeah. I can't wait. Yeah. How am I supposed to go on without that cankly chick who lip syncs? What am I going to do? I don't know what to do. All right.
And you watch that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
All right.
What's your favorite one? I know we lost Cassidy.
They're all the same to me. I just I like Pat O'Brien because he's in love with the sound of his own voice.
But I like Pat. Like
he's
that?
A good man.
Yeah.
He's a good man. He's a great man, actually. But he loves his job. And there's nothing better than
that's
when
good.
He's and when he gets like an A-list interview, he's preening, that's shining good. Like a new dime. I sat down with Tom Cruise, and then there's a lot of then there's that crazy handshake, like white guys shouldn't be doing. Hey brother, all right, and they have a laugh and they pretend like they're gonna hang out, but never happens. All right, Drew, what happened to
she
our
dropped
stripper?
Away?
Did she drop away?
Looks like it.
We didn't hang up on her, did we?
I hope not.
Okay. More gross stripper talk when we come back. You ready to rock here, Drew? We need to play a little Germany or Florida or like Ace's Ranchero Mexican Accordion Countdown or something.
Yeah.
Told folks she's dating girls. All right, let's see. Alex?
Yeah.
16?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Well, lately I've been going through a lot because I met this girl at an amusement park, and we are now on our month.
Dr. Phil's wife opens her house to us exclusively. I love the ass kiss-a-thon that goes on there. You didn't use a decorator? No, I did all. My God, you bought that stuff? Oh my goodness! Oh, talk about ass kissing on those shows.
We got to talk to Mark about that.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm. Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Okay.
Here we go.
Huh?
Here we go.
Start right. again.
Okay, well, we've been going out for a month and a week now, and my parents don't know that I'm going out with her.
Wait, do you both live in the same town, or is she like a carny just passing through?
Well, she lives in Choctaw.
Oh, Choctaw.
She's out in Choctaw.
Maybe we got to get the Choctaw chief
well,
in here.
All right.
Well, here we go. Uh-huh. Alex, hold on a second. We've got a native, literally a native.
Coach. Hold on a second.
Coach?
Yeah, what is it? Chief, yeah.
Chief Running Bear.
Yeah.
The Thunder Bear, beg your pardon.
Thunder Bear.
Chief Thunder Bear is the North American Choctaw speaking.
Yeah, you want me to get him?
We got like a minute.
Well, he's playing Tetris.
He's addicted to that GT game.
Chief.
Chief Thunderbear.
He only speaks Choctaw. He's a North American Indian gynecologist. There he is. Here he comes.
Come on down here. We need you. Drew, what's it? Blowhard. Now, come on down. Okay.
Right. Oh, Chief. Hey, Chief. How are you?
Be kind enough to
bless the studio. Thank you. Thank you. Chris, just get under the console. Get under the console. She sees you, and you don't bring that coffee, she's going to be pissed. Chief, welcome. Thank you. Thank you. No English, please. The English is very disturbing when it gets stuck in there.
Face ass toward Mecca.
Thank you. We have Alex here, who's 16.
Yeah, hey.
And she has picked up a carny. Who lives in Choctaw.
Not a carny.
Choctaw.
That's his hometown. His family's still there. In fact, he went back to visit on Thanksgiving. They call it maize.
One night, stuffing and the turkey. Fresh cranberry.
Alex, if you hang on a second, the chief will regale you with his fresh cranberry recipe. I suspect. And now that he's blessed the studio and sat down, chief, we've got to take a break here.
I know.
The game will hold. The game will stay. But just hang on, and we will get back to Alex and her lesbian buddy. Her parents' reaction to it, Chief. Thank you. We'll be right back after this.
Running bear.
1-800-LOVE-191.
Board certified.
We thank you, Chief, for blessing the studio, and thank you for introing that this segment, another hour of Loveline.
Yeah, Alex, line
four. We were talking to Alex and Chief Running Bear, Chief Thunder Bear.
Uncle named Running Bear.
And Thunder Bear is here. He's a Native American, Choctaw only speaking. Yeah. Well, now he's getting a little broken English with all this. Gynecologist. And a little French in there, too. Mm. And so, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a girl you met at a carnival.
Yes.
Mm.
But she's not a carny.
No.
Yeah.
She lives in Choctaw.
Which is Alex's hometown.
Mm. And he was just there last week for Thanksgiving. He made himself sick on pumpkin pie.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard.
And so, what's that?
Got hold of bad pemmican and stream water.
Okay, well, my mom doesn't know that. Like, she's the first girl and will be the last girl I will ever go out with.
She was the first and last.
Yes.
So you're done with her?
No. I am still with her, but I know that I won't go out with another girl. This is a one-time thing.
So you're not lesbian, you're just in love with this person.
Chief thinks I'm not maybe, a lesbo. Mm.
You're with a woman, so lesbo. Chief, technically, Chief has his very firm ways of defining these things. You know, he's from the old country.
Hairy face and tomahawk.
From Choctaw. Woman. Yeah. Choctaw, like your friend.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
If anything, I'm bi.
Well, that's...
bi.
Yeah. Bye-bye, maybe, Chief?
I'm bi, with bear and with buffalo.
He'll be here all night. Yes, I know you will be. That's good. Okay. Coffee. See, I told you. Chris, I told you. What the hell's the matter with you? Chris, there you go. Get it. What'd I tell you? Told you. Okay. Well, you go get him the coffee. You'll be fine.
$10 hour. Can't complain.
I know.
No wampum.
Chief. One class, 11:30. 11:30. Math. Okay. Alex, so.
Have brave like him take out the wood and shoot.
Yes.
Put the arrow
Good thing he can't understand that.
Put the arrow through
head. I know, I won't translate.
Like Steve Martin.
I won't translate. It might hurt his feelings. Alex, what's the question?
Okay. I don't know if I should stay with her or not because my mom is strongly against that. Mm. Like, I was brought up in a Christian atmosphere.
Shocking.
I've had a bad background. Like, I've been molested before.
Okay, Chief has something to say.
Knock Chief over with ceremonial
Chief is amazed that is your history, but...
Scrape him off bearskin rug.
Chief.
Shock.
Do you have anything more to say to her?
In
Choctaw?
He suggests
that you actually... Keep going. I've got to translate.
That
you adopt the Choctaw religion. that pantheism is be much more appropriate for you because you're into all kinds of people. You're the boys and girls. And therefore, saying prayers to the sun god and the great hawk that flies in the sky.
I'll shut up. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Alex.
I've never really been into girls before until I met her, and she doesn't really look like a girl. And I think that might be why.
Diesel Dyke. Been with,
Chief, as a gynecologist.
Yeah, Jakey, I want to hit Jakey.
She still has a vagina.
Yeah,
hey. Yeah. So he says you still has a vagina. Mm. Therefore, you are technically with a girl.
Yeah,
hey. And therefore.
I understand that, but I mean, like, it's. I don't really get to see her very much. It's more of I talk to her on the phone and.
All right, Alex, here's the deal. You've had a lot of trauma in your history. Where's your dad?
He lives in the city.
Was he the one that perpetrated a lot of this trauma on you?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's gonna screw you up. What you're attracted to, when you're attracted to, you know, whether it's male or female, the kind of person, it's going to be kind of a mess until you get a lot of treatment. So maybe your mom, it's not that she's a girl, although that obviously upsets your mom. Just anybody right now is going to be kind of a bad choice for you.
She's
16. Are you 16? What do you expect? But on the other hand, what do you expect given the trauma? What are you supposed to do? Be celibate? Well, it would be good for Alex. I know, not like you, Chief, but she knows.
Dip and peace pipe every night.
I know. You've got many squaws. In your religion, as I said, you have many wives. It's your chief. I mean, what are you going to do? But Alex, you know, maybe take it slow. Think about any close relationship, or even especially a sexual relationship right now, not a great idea given the past you've had. And maybe get seen by somebody who can help you sort through some of this stuff.
Thank you, Chief.
I'll get back to your game, please. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Very helpful tonight. I know it's nothing. I know. And thank you for the blessings, too. On Thanksgiving. Yes, happy Thanksgiving to you, too, Chief. Thank you. I think he's got gas. Okay.
Hey, I'm coming.
All right, Adam. Yeah, come on. What was with that? That cry? I thought he was like having a.
That's down the hall.
Yeah, I know, but you hear that screaming he gets.
Oh, that's how he talks.
He's,
you know why? Because he's used to calling people over at long distances through canyons, valleys, and that kind of stuff.
Makes sense. I thought
he was
just
have to communicate that way.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I've seen him start fires in the hall.
Okay. Wait, you mean lighting farts?
No, just...
Oh, just start...
Just lighting fires, Drew.
I see.
He's an Indian.
I see.
He's a proud man. He doesn't light farts.
I see.
Send him smoke signals, and sometimes, you know, during the winter time, he's burning furniture in there. And he lives off the land.
I'm no kidding.
Yeah.
He's the real thing.
Mm-hmm. All right. You ready to rock here, Drew?
Yeah.
What's going on? Who are we talking to?
Nina?
Ooh. Wow.
Nina?
Hello?
Nina. There you are.
24, what's up?
Turn that radio down. It's interesting. Hang on one second, Nina. It's interesting. Just to the moment in which you declare we've been doing so well with the radio being turned down, everyone's radio's up.
I don't know. I'm not sure if that's that or it's just, cell phone static. But what's up there, Nina?
Well, I didn't actually expect to get on. Isn't this just fancy? Well, first, thank you, you guys, for staying on the air for so long. And thank you very much, Adam, for your recipe. I made a few alterations, and it turned out spectacular.
Fresh cranberry sauce.
Additions.
Yeah. What'd you do?
Added some toasted pecans. Very important that they're...
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Crushed them up a little bit, and a little bit of lemon zest, and just a skosh of lemon juice.
Mm-hmm. No skoshes.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Thanks, Nina. She had a bad line, so I put her on hold. So she took my cranberry sauce recipe and added some toasted pecans.
Nice.
Can't go wrong with that. And then a little lemon zest, which I'd spoken about.
Right.
Can't go wrong with that. Here's the whole thing, though, about the cranberry sauce. Cranberry is very zesty. Very tart.
One of the cranberry selections at the dinner table our night was like diced cranberries with diced orange peel and things. It was really good.
Let me tell you what I whipped up.
Looked like a lot of work, by the way.
I made fresh beets.
Ooh.
Beets, everybody.
Nice. For a salad?
Here's what you do with the... Yeah. You know, beet is one of those things where There's not a person alive under 35 that likes Beats, but every time an old-timer hears Beats, it's like, oh, Beats, count me in. I don't know what it is. I don't know how that works. It's maybe what gefilte fish is to the Jews. Like, sane people are like, I shouldn't say sane, but well, you know what I'm talking about. The goyim is like, huh, feh. And the Jews are like, oh, it's delightful. It's like fish jello. It's delightful. Yeah. Great. But there's that weird cutoff thing. Beats, there's a cutoff. Like, if you're born before May 1979, you're cut off from the Beats.
Well, but there's a beat, the thing coming around now with beet and the goat cheese. You
notice
that?
I'll tell you what you do. You get yourself some whole beets. Now, I haven't seen that, but it makes sense. You get yourself some whole beets. I'm not talking about opening a can of beets or pickled beets. Get whole beets and just boil them. You boil them for like 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and then when it come out, what do you look at?
I've never thought of that. And you slice them?
You just slice them up. Wow. Yeah, you got to peel them. You got to shuck them. You know what I mean? Hmm. Yeah, you cut the greens off them
before you boil them.
Yeah, before you boil them. Otherwise, you got a bunch of like stalks hanging out of the pot.
Right.
You boil them. It takes a little while to boil them. By the way, it takes like 20, 25 minutes. And there's boil. Then they come out. Run a little cold water on them. You take a celery peeler or a apple peeler, and you just peel the thing. Hmm. You get the thing down to the get that dirty skin on. Then you just slice it up. Put a little blue cheese, crumble a little blue cheese on there, a little blue cheese dressing, a little salt and pepper. It's good. It's meaty.
This was the first Thanksgiving at your house, right?
Yes,
it was. How was that received?
Went fine.
Really?
Except for I had to carve the turkey. I didn't know what to do.
Oof.
I didn't know how to carve a turkey.
Did you have an electric thing?
No, I didn't have the electric knife. And that was the other thing, too. I didn't know...
You're a millionaire.
Literally, well, that's why I
guess Thurston Howell couldn't do it.
I would have my butler carve my turkey. I don't need an electric knife.
Or Lovey. Did Lovey do it after it was all said and done?
And also, one more thing for my wife to stab me with, the electric knife. That's the way I look
good
at
point,
it.
Yeah.
The thing that was interesting is now I got my brother, my family's up. Everyone's a bunch of step family. What's your step brother in law? What's the name of the guy who marries your stepsister?
Step-brother-in-law. Yeah.
I see. At a certain point, it's just getting too... It gets too far removed. Yeah. You just want to call him this dude.
Yeah.
I got this dude to carve it for me because he knew what he was doing. But here's the thing that's interesting. And riddle me this, Drew. The electric knives, they're serrated knives. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're picturing the knives. Mm-hmm. It looks like a little saw. It's an electric saw. Yeah. So I was looking at it, and someone said, do you have an electric knife? And I said, no. And then I thought, I'll get... the knife in the drawer that looks as closest to that. That's a serrated knife. And as soon as I put that out, No. Yeah. Don't do that. Go get a smooth one. And I thought, oh, okay, because when you use the serrated one, it sort of grinds up
falls
the turkey,
apart,
falls apart. But how does the electric knife work so well?
It's a dual action. It's not a single. There's two, yeah.
Oh, there's two?
Yeah, two blades.
Oh, there is?
It's two blades. It goes back and forth. It's the opposite direction.
But they're both serrated?
They're both serrated. Somehow that makes it work.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Two
blades,
Andrea, Chris, wake up for a second. Could you go ahead? I don't know where she. I think
Anderson. When you use electric cutter, electric knife.
He's no electric knife man. Pull up electric knives on the internet. I want to see a picture because I've seen them before. I thought they just had one blade.
It's the ones I've seen are two.
Two?
We have two.
Oh,
for sure.
La di da.
But I need to know that the family there was an appropriate sort of homage to your work at your house. That there was an appreciation of what you'd accomplished there.
At least
your step siblings.
Yeah. Step people love the house.
Yeah.
My dad
people.
Doesn't.
Step people
doesn't know where he is.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah.
26. What's up?
Yeah. How's it going? I was gonna get you guys to pay. First of all, I want to say I love you guys' show. I love you both. Thanks for what you guys do. But I wanted to check in and get your opinion on whether I should confront my father about an affair that he had when I was sort of, I don't entirely know to be honest, but I think it was like 5 or 6 to 7 years after that.
How did you know that was going on?
My mom told me a couple of years ago.
But you didn't know about it at the time?
No, I had no idea. No.
And are your parents together now?
Yeah, they're together. Yeah.
Well, there's sort of two, I kind of have two reactions to this, Mike. One is, it's their relationship. That's their business.
Yeah.
And it really has nothing to do with you. Now, one of the realities, though, about families is that people are, to some degree, responsible for one another's feelings. And if you need to, in order to sort of let go of this thing, have some sort of conversation with them about it to put it to rest, so be it. If you can, if you have that kind of relationship with him. But on the other hand, if you can just let it go and not let it affect who you are and the kinds of the way you conduct yourself in relationships, it's really, it's their business. If your mom's enlisting you against him, don't get into it.
Well,
I don't know that she... Yeah, sorry.
Mike, let me ask you this. Yeah. Is there unfinished business with Dad? I mean, are there other feelings?
Yeah, of course.
Other feelings of abandonment or he wasn't supportive or...
Or do you think of your dad the way Adam often speaks of his?
I never would have necessarily known. I mean, he was just always working, was always a thing. But in looking back, I mean, it's their thing. But at the same time, it's, you know, dinner's missed with us potentially and goodness knows what else. You know, he just wasn't around. It was their thing, sure, but yeah.
Are you sure your mom's not enlisting you in this?
I don't know. She told me about it a couple of years ago, and I haven't spoken. It comes up occasionally. I never talk to him about it. He doesn't bring it up, but he knows.
I find it. I find it sort of, I don't know, somewhere between just selfish and maybe just in sort of poor taste for mom to bring it up.
Oh yes, that's what's suspicious already.
It's a weird bomb to drop on the kids.
Yeah.
It's a little bit later. So the idea that she's trying to get my help against him. I mean,
or something.
Gone.
She's trying. What?
It's just so long gone at this point, though.
Yeah, but what's going on between them now?
They're actually doing, about as well as they're going to. They're still together. They've had a lot of therapy and did, everything else.
All right. And they had a lot of therapy. They solved it.
Not quite solved, but yeah.
Well, whatever.
Well, why not?
It
was a long time ago. Why hasn't she let it go?
I think she has to an extent. She told me for sort of a bizarre reason. It was after a breakup of mine, and she wanted me to know that she got through a really tough time, and that was her example, which I admit is quite bizarre. But
No, it's not so bizarre.
At least that's a little context.
Yeah.
All right, so, Mike, you'll find nothing satisfying about this. And did the guy...
It's not the way to make your relationship... If you're looking to get your relationship closer with Dad, this is not the way to do it.
Did the guy, put a decent roof over your head and put food on the table?
Sure, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Leave him alone.
Leave him alone.
Yeah. It's just...
Do what we
say. But here's the thing. If we thought there was a sense of resolve after doing these things, resolution, that you somehow had a weight lifted off, you were able... We would, by all means, recommend doing it. Yeah. We just know that these sorts of stare downs never really work, and you end up feeling worse.
Mm-hmm. And you've got the relationship's working. You don't want to get in the middle of their chaos, whatever it is.
Right.
Yeah. She was telling you for a decent reason.
Right.
Accept that information in the spirit in which it was offered.
Right.
Which was to help you deal with relationships that don't go perfectly.
Right. Engineer Chris, did you find any electric knives on the internet?
There's a lot of websites that have pictures of them. A
lot of pictures. Do they have two blades?
Or some two, some one?
You can look at them.
Let me go over there.
All right. Listen to his headphones. I want to make sure. I've caught him listening to Lycus before in here. I think they rerun his show on KLSX. We're having a little controversy. I don't not believe you, Drew, but because I'm not an owner of an electric knife, but to me it's the single blade. I've never even seen the double blade ones.
All right,
go over there and navigate, would you? Occupy yourself. You better switch it over.
I'm gonna listen. Hold on.
What's playing?
Here.
Girl from Ipanema? What's can you hear me?
Arrow.
Are you listening to Arrow?
Yeah.
Like classic rock?
Yes.
What, they got Bad to the Bone or Hot Likes?
How'd you know? Bad to the Bone. How'd you know?
That's all they play. Yeah. How about a little Witchy Woman by the Eagles there, buddy?
Oh, it'll be here soon.
Kelly?
Yes.
You're 15?
Yes.
What's up?
Okay, my best friend and my boyfriend, she gave him a blowjob.
Your best friend and your boyfriend, all right.
Yeah, but right before I found out I might be pregnant.
With your boyfriend's child?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering, what's the best way to confront them? Because they both knew before this all happened.
Why do I think bogus with this girl? I just immediately think bogus. Immediately.
There's a bogosity to it. Kelly, we don't believe you.
Really? Because, I found this out today. I was just talking to my friend, and she told me some guy was over at her house, and I was like, who? And then she, eventually, I finally got her to tell me, and, I found this out.
No.
It's not hanging together at all.
Yeah, it's not hanging together, Kelly. We're going bogus.
Well, it's true.
Okay. Now we have to deal with it as well.
No, I'm still going bogus.
Because I found this out today.
Yeah, we know.
Okay. Well, if you found out today, you must, first off, accept our apologies, please. I didn't know you found out today. It's impossible. It was a bogus call. Because bogus call, like a fine wine or cheese, there's a whole fermentation process that goes on with a bogus call. You got to put it in a. What you do is you take a oak barrel and you scorch the inside of it, and then you just go ahead and park it in there for months. And you have to rotate the barrels. It's a long story, but there is a curing process that goes on. It's like smoked meat. So Kelly, you just found out today.
Yeah.
What makes you think you're pregnant?
Well, like I've been having like weird cramps and and I'm not even close to anything.
How did you find out you were pregnant?
I'm gonna take a test tomorrow.
I see.
I thought you said you just found out you were
pregnant. No, just found out about the whole my friend and boyfriend.
She said I just found out I'm pregnant. That was the kicker
that she threw in.
She thinks she's pregnant.
I think I am.
Yeah. It just feels bogus. And by the way, you got a little gas, so you think you're pregnant?
No, yeah. No. Like, it's just not that, but like cramps and.
How old is your boyfriend?
He's 18.
Mm-hmm. How old is your friend?
She's 15.
Why would your friend do this to you?
I don't know. Why found this out today, and
today. Go. Hold on, I'll write that down.
God.
When did you find this out? Yesterday or tomorrow?
I found it out today.
Today?
Yeah.
Man, Drew.
Shocking.
Okay. So you found out, today, so you found out a week ago today. It was a Sunday? And why would your friend, I don't understand why your friend would do this. Did you ever screw around with your friends, Bo?
No, I never did. And, I was wondering, what's the best way to confront them both?
No, that's the bogus part. Kelly, please just tell us it's bogus if it's bogus because
it's not bogus.
All right, and what do you mean best way to confront them both? Your friend told you over the phone today.
Yeah.
What she told you?
What's the best way? Because he's the type of person to deny everything.
Your friend who you spoke to, what was it on Friday?
No, this happened a couple days ago, but she just told me today.
It happened, okay. All right. So she gave oral today, but she told you a couple days ago.
No, she did it a couple days ago.
Oh, okay. All right. And she told you just moments after she did it.
No, she told me today.
Today. Okay. All right. But there's a day difference between here and New Mexico? All right. Here's the thing. Why do you need to confront her or convince anybody if she's already copped to it less than 24 hours ago?
I wanted to confront him because,
How about you just break up with him? He's 18, you're 15, you're going to get pregnant, he's not a good guy.
That's it, very simple.
And how about you
deal with this possible pregnancy issue that's more important than anything.
Kelly?
Yeah?
And we worry about you.
But, what if I am, though? That's the part I'm worried about.
What if you're pregnant?
Yeah.
You're going to have to go to Planned Parenthood in a town near you, and you're going to have to figure out what's going on. And then you are, in fact, pregnant, call us back, and we'll take it from there. We think there's less than a 5% chance you're pregnant.
Right.
But
thankfully. But about a 90% chance that you will be pregnant soon enough.
Oh, in the next 4 months.
Yes.
Yeah. Please, everybody, let's stop the nonsense. Everyone acting out. Look, here's the thing, everybody. act out. You know what it's like, Drew? Get over here. Enough with the electric knives
there.
Anymore.
Almost
please.
I've got one here that's got dual, but you can't really see it that well.
You do. It's got dual knives.
Yeah.
Is the majority of them have dual knives?
I'm finding there are not that many of them.
All right. Well, come over. Come back here. Come back here, please. Please. Let Chris continue listening to Arrow. They're playing a Super Tramp superset. Just coming into Rock Vember.
Humble Pie.
I love it when they do that.
Yeah. Here's what I want to say. Are you ready, Drew?
Yeah.
Here's what they tell you about adolescent years, teen years, young adult years. You want to make it out unscathed. And they talk about it in terms of everyone has some story about some friend or somebody from high school that got liquored up and bought it on a motorcycle.
Right.
You know, he's never going to see his 19th birthday.
Right.
There's people that get, you know, they get high. They I had a friend who fantastic. Guy came over to the house to get a little hit of drugs.
Your house?
A couple guys. No, over to these guys' houses. Neighborhood guys nearby. Near the guy's sisters and stuff. Came over there, shot up. One guy went into some sort of, you know, convulsive fit, died. They freaked out and put him in the closet. And, you know, found his body a week later. And the guys ended up doing pretty serious time. The point is, you know, the guys were like 18, 19, 20 or something when this happened. When you have a kid at 16, it's not exactly like buying it on a moped, but it should be looked at as being put in a wheelchair
from a
diving accident.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We don't look at it that way. No, we look at it. We do, but as a society, we don't really look at it. We're looking as young men. You should not be paralyzed by jumping off the reservoir into shallow water. You should not get cleaned out on a motorcycle. You should not drink yourself into some sort of alcoholic coma and not make it see your 20th birthday. And as a girl, you crapping out a kid or two at 16 and 17 is basically the equivalent to you getting put in a wheelchair.
Yep.
You've drastically altered your life in a negative way. Mm-hmm. You've become a burden on society in many ways. You've limited your options. Yeah, you can't pay taxes anymore. The society now has to sort of step in and sort of get you the electric chair and get you the bag to crap in and build a ramp in front of your mom's house. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
This is the equivalent of it.
That's right. Let's
start looking at it that way.
Agreed.
All right, I'm done.
Take a break.
Be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191er. All righty. Engineer Anderson, I don't count you amongst the groupers I look at through the tank when I do this show anymore, by the way. I know you're a big fan. I was complaining off the air about that. Where do you want to go, Drew?
Leanna, 21.
Victor Leanna?
Yes.
21, what's up?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
I
was
doing well.
Oh, good to hear. I was listening the other night on a rerun. Oh, I can't even talk. A rerun on 91X.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys were talking about, let me see, a guy called in with a rape fetish. I don't even know if you'd remember, but you guys were saying that people with those kind of fetishes are disgusted with their own sexuality. And then Drew had mentioned also people who seek, you know, to be involved with somebody who's already in a relationship, they also are disgusted with their own sexuality.
No. You're misinterpreting things a little bit.
Was it misinterpreted?
Yeah, that there are.
Why? Because it got cut off. All right, go ahead.
Well, first of all, people that go for unavailable men, women that go for unavailable men usually had unavailable dads.
Right.
That's the basic.
Okay,
That's the basic bottom line. Now, what I was talking about was people disgust themselves sometimes with their sexuality, either by overdoing it or have feelings of disgust around their sexuality, have trouble feeling comfortable. There's various, you know, sort of manifestations of that. But the basic paradigm, when you're going for the unavailable guys all the time, it's because you've never had an available relationship with someone you love.
Mm.
And you can't tolerate it.
And by the way, there's an element of that that's just built into females. The, you know, it's that sort of fighting over the handbag at the sales counter.
Right.
They don't even want it. The fact that some other broad wants it makes them want it. Mm-hmm. Guys don't have much of that.
Uh-huh.
Guys are looking for stuff that fell off the truck.
It's easy, yeah.
Easy, yeah. We don't want to get in line.
Yeah. I lost my father when I was 9 and my oldest brother a few years after that.
Okay, nope. so there you go. These are really unresolved grief issues for you. And that is something you should be able to work through.
Let me float this, Drew. It's almost as if women... Most all women have this sort of unobtainable guy built in thing. It's sort of built into them.
And then
when their dad abandons them or dies tragically, whatever, it activates.
Turns it up. Yeah.
It adds a little water, some sunlight, and some manure to it.
Some nitro.
Yeah. That's right. Some
liquid
go.
Dynamite.
Some blow. We got to get, you know, I'm telling you, Anderson, Anderson, we got to get Fox on the Run by Sweet. If you can get that song, Fox on the Run by Sweet.
Was that what the background music was?
Well, that would be during Fox Night at Orange County International. If you can find that song, I could probably do a pretty faithful recreation of one of those drag racing commercials.
From the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, Leanna.
Uh-huh.
So, you got to get a little counseling probably for your dad. What happened to your dad when you were 9?
My dad died of a heart attack, and then a few years after that, my brother Joe, he got killed in a car accident.
So lots of deaths. Brutal. Lots of real big losses.
Your dad died of a heart attack when he was 40?
43.
Ugh. Smoker?
Oh, what was that?
Was he a smoker?
No, he wasn't. It runs in the family, just heart disease. He was actually a healthy person, but genes.
You listen, there's treatment for that now. Make sure you get your cholesterol checked.
Oh, yes, I do that regularly.
Yeah, a lot of cholesterol stuff going on these days.
Yeah.
See a lot of medication advertised on TV.
Mm-hmm.
You should get your cholesterol checked.
Yeah. That's like blood pressure, same kind of deal.
Yeah. It's not a first-rate killer like secondhand smoke.
No,
that's
still, a much
still
bigger
important.
Deal.
Yeah.
Much bigger
I mean, deal. As a physician.
Oh, secondhand smoke.
Secondhand smoke.
That's all I treat.
It's huge. I mean, it's huge.
Every patient.
First-rate killer.
Fix every
first
patient.
First
or?
Huge.
Or? None of them.
Or none.
But I can't tell which.
What about the 53,000 Americans that succumb every year to secondhand smoke?
Or not.
Oh, I've seen the billboards, Drew. How could they be lying about it? It's as many people as died in Vietnam after 5 years secondhand smoke.
Well, they take care of it now because you can't smoke on the beach, you can't smoke in the restaurants, you can't smoke on the street, you can't smoke in your car.
They've sort of gone away from the secondhand smoke thing. Like it was sort of like the hysteria around the implants, breast implants.
Yeah.
Silicone breast implants. It was a first-rate killer about 4 years ago, and
now everyone's got them again.
Doesn't seem to hurt anybody. Secondhand smoke, people just dropping like flies. Kids were dropping. Now, that seems just gone away now. Here's where it is. We got a wild bug up our ass about harping on something that we didn't like, so we made up some facts, and we went nuts with it. Now, we're kind of done. Plus, people were poking around. Jammer came out with an article that said 6 people died instead of 55,000, and so we decided to reel it in a little bit. Fantastic. No long-term, no repercussions. And by the way, we're all on pins and needles waiting for the next Duke log you float down your river, by the way, that we're all going to buy into. Fantastic. All right. Cassidy?
Hey!
This is Cassidy, the missile-firing squirter.
Yes. Oh, God love you. What happened?
My freaking phone died, so I had to go charge it. I'm on the road right now, traveling.
I see. All right, turn the turn whatever down.
She charged the phone in 5 minutes, got back in the car.
All right,
Whatever.
She's a mover and a shaker, this one. So you do bachelor parties. You do a little girl-on-girl action. You do a toy show. And your girl partner taught you how to squirt something out of your vagina.
Right. I always thought it was urine. Like, whenever somebody was talking about how girls squirt and they think it's hot and everything, I just told them, I think it's pee. I'm pretty sure it's pee, but everybody's always saying, no, it's cum.
Well, most people are talking about what happens when a woman has an orgasm, not when she pushes down to as though she were having a bowel movement, because that's when the urine comes out.
Yeah. Also, sometimes it's hard to get your cleaning deposit back from the suite at the Ramada when you do too much squirting. I learned that the hard way with the ladies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whoever put the credit card down's ass out of luck. Now, do you work a lot? Do you still doing the bachelor parties?
I haven't in a couple months because I managed to save up some money, so I haven't really had the need to work a whole lot. But I do it pretty much every weekend.
And you would do the girl-on-girl simulated lesbian act?
Somewhat. A lot of us girls didn't really get into it a whole lot, but we did a little bit of simulation. Like, one girl had really long hair. She could put her face over another girl's vagina and make it look like they were actually going on it or going at it.
Right.
Yeah. But guys don't care about the details.
Nobody was an actual lesbian? Like, no one really, want to get it on?
Well, I did, of course, but there's not a lot of girls that are really actually bisexual.
You did, of course.
Okay.
Some of them are, but not a lot.
All right, and what do you moved on to now? Are you just over at the library, or where are you working?
I have moved on, actually. After I got done with a little bit of dancing a couple months ago, I started doing a little bit of porn in L.A.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
It was pretty fun, actually.
All right, well, that's where you moved to. And how was it? Now, how did you, your first film, how'd you get into it?
What do you mean?
Well, what do you do? How do you break in?
It was actually hard. One of my first big scenes was a double penetration.
So, oh, really? Same with Drew.
Yeah, basically the week before the shoot, I went and bought a butt plug and got ready to go.
Well, you know, you don't hear about that so much anymore. Actors today
doing preparing
for their
implicit cues.
Well, I for instance, I remember hearing that
their internal cues.
Saving Private Ryan, Tom Hanks and fellow actors actually bivouacked for a few days, actually, and did basic training.
Right.
Really, were
remember
able
that.
To bond and. That's the mark of a professional, if you think about it. Someone's, you got a double penetration scene coming. A lot of people would just, they just sit there and watch their TiVo and mark X's on the calendar until the double P scene came. But not Cassidy. She went out and got herself a butt plug.
She took the whole notion of an internal cue to a new level.
That's right. And so, of course, when the day came for the double penetration, you were ready, yes?
Yeah, definitely ready. I was really excited because it was with a really big company. Can I actually say the name?
Sure.
Evil Angel Productions, and the movie is Hellcats 5.
Sure.
It actually came out November 24th.
No, I saw it in the theater, and I read the book.
Book was better.
Yeah, well, it was always better. Yeah, it was great. The double penetration chapter was awesome.
All right.
Yeah, all right. So Cassidy, now what? More porn?
I'm not really sure. I'm actually getting a boob job this Friday, so I'm going to be out for about a month before I can do anything else.
Okay.
I'd like to continue porn, but a lot of companies have a no fake breast policy.
Really?
Yeah. So I think I might be stuck with stripping.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you. Let me tell you something, porn. You know, I hurt my back and was unable to continue playing football. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of dreams are dashed.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys that blow out their knees, you know. Not everyone's able to get to that level. She's been to the show, which is more than a lot of people can say, you know. No fake boob policy? Yeah. What? A lot of porn? Let's really just examine that statement. A lot of porn companies have a no fake boob policy. Really? Think about that. Yeah, it's like a lot of lobster joints have a no bib policy.
Mm.
Really?
Of course.
And, it doesn't make sense.
No.
All right, so that just means your face is a little funky, by the way, when they float the no boob policy.
That's what I was thinking.
And by the way, why, Cassie, why get the boob job if there's a no boob policy?
Because it's something I've always wanted to do was to have breast enhancements. I have nice boobs right now, but...
Sure.
I just always wanted something bigger and, you know, a little more attractive. But
right, more novel. And what happened
more
to you?
More
abused?
Fetish.
Were you abused?
No,
please,
nothing.
Please.
I love sex. I really enjoy it.
So you're just hot. Okay.
I found the right type of boyfriend who doesn't mind me dancing and corn and
No, he's sex. Sexual,
right, hold
too.
On. Any bipolar illness in your family?
No, nothing.
Yeah. And what was you? And you're raised by two parents?
Kind of. My parents got divorced when I was in, like, maybe middle school.
Mm-hmm. And why'd they divorce?
My dad was an alcoholic. Pretty bad.
Well, everyone's father's not a bad alcoholic, so your childhood was just like everybody else's, so how dare anybody suggest there's something different about that?
Dad is a bad alcoholic.
And bad alcoholic means that he did some bad things.
Yes?
Did
he ever...
not coming home and just... like when he tried to quit, he'd have severe withdrawal, so he never really quit for good.
Mm-hmm.
And what did he do to you during these episodes of severe intoxication?
Double penetration.
I never saw anything, actually. Like, I didn't even realize he was an alcoholic until he told me to my face about a year ago.
And so the severe withdrawals didn't bother you, weren't scary?
I didn't know about it. I never saw anything. I didn't know my dad really was an alcoholic. I saw him drink beers all the time, but, you know.
He wasn't aggressive when he drank?
No, he wasn't.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, you found a calling. God bless
she's,
you.
She's an addict alcoholic, too.
Really?
Yeah, it's part of this thing. She got the gene. And this is how it's manifesting. We'll see.
Yeah.
I bet there's a little stimulant use in there.
Yeah. Doing first porn movie's Double Penetration, by the way. That's a baptism by fire.
I'm feeling a North American Indian here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, let me check that out.
Really?
Yeah.
Cassidy?
Yeah.
What's your nationality?
Your ethnicity?
Caucasian.
All right.
Where are your ancestors from?
I think I might be Polish or German, Russian, or something like that.
All right, Drew. We're going to take
the reason I said that is that extreme need for thrill.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of North American Indians have that. So Scottish have that, too.
All right. Take a quick break. Listen, we can't judge. That's one thing I've learned. I've learned that it's impossible to judge. Physically impossible. I've attempted to judge. It's impossible. Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Tomorrow night, everyone, Mark McGrath and Dana Devon going to be in here from Extra. Guilty pleasure. Watch those shows every night. It's great to see Mark doing well. Mm-hmm. Fits right in. All right, you ready to keep on keeping on?
Yeah.
Jen?
Yes.
23?
Yes.
What's up?
I've had a boyfriend for like 3 years, and he moved away probably like in June. We had broken up, but like we still talk on the phone. He's out of state. He went to be with one of his children, one of three, and he just recently told me that he has feelings for his child's mother. So I hung up on him. That was like 2 weeks ago. Like, do I make an effort to?
No. Whether it's true or not, he is telling you something loud and clear.
Yeah.
Don't get into it.
Plus,
he's chaos.
He has three kids. Yeah, why do you want this chaotic idiot in your life?
I don't know. You know, it's just like I've been with him for 3 years, and, you know, that was my life. That was my whole life.
Well.
Yeah. You built your world around him.
Mistakenly.
Yeah. Forget it.
Does he have three different moms, too, with these kids?
Oh, of course.
Oh, come on. You didn't have a hint that there'd be trouble down the line?
Well, I didn't know that he had three children until, like, probably in May.
Oh, well, that makes it much better then. Of course you'd want to stay with that guy that didn't tell you about his three kids. That would make him an even better guy.
Right.
How do I get over him, though?
Well, something's wrong with your self-esteem. I mean, if you can't get over this loser.
Yeah. There's something wrong with your sense of...
What? I don't know. You got to lose 50 pounds. That'll get you over him. Yeah? You a big gal?
No, I'm 130.
130.
Mm-hmm.
As tall as a fire hydrant.
No, I'm 5'3".
Nothing wrong with you.
No, I'm pretty, I guess.
You're pretty? Okay. Yeah. What do you do?
I'm a legal secretary. I supported him throughout the whole relationship.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, first off, it's easy to do better, this guy. Go down to a batting cage and find the guy who's handing the helmets out, and you can do better than this guy. I know
only
it's
if he's
not
an abusive,
that.
Unavailable a-hole, she's going to be interested in him.
Is your dad a horrible guy?
No, I consider myself more of like a daddy's girl.
All right, well, stop disrespecting your father by being with this idiot. No,
everyone hates him, but I just don't know how...
Okay, look, everyone hates him. He's got three kids with three different parents, three different moms. You're paying for the guy. You're attractive. You're young. You make a decent income. I don't know what's wrong. Were you burned in some sort of refinery fire or something? What's wrong with your personality?
I have no idea.
Have you ever been in a relationship before? Was this your first one?
Oh, no. I was in a relationship for 5 years before him.
What happened with that?
Well, they were actually roommates. I kind of broke up the band. I did a Yoko Ono.
All right. Well,
you were in a band?
No, I didn't. Now they're roommates. Oh, no. I broke up the band.
They're a band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And listen, Jen, we all know you can do better than this, all your friends. And by the way, everyone listen to your friends when they tell you either your ass is getting big or you could do better than
this.
Wait,
what was her mom like? This is a left you to mom.
Really? Uh-oh. Payback for mom?
No, she's really nice.
Mm-hmm. How do you usually?
Everything. She what?
She gives you everything. When girls become daddy's girl, it's something with mom. There's a beef with mom.
Right, it's running. We're getting refuge in dad because mom is just too
what's
intrusive
up with mom?
Or too abusive or whatever.
Tell us something bad about your mom.
I've seen her have lots of relationships.
Uh-oh. So your parents are broken up?
Oh, she's remarried. Yeah.
She didn't cheat on your dad?
He says she did. I never saw it, though.
Yeah, but Jen,
what do you have to see? Your dad, who's your daddy's a little girl, your daddy would never lie to you. He says your mom is ahead of affairs.
Yes.
Okay.
Doesn't that affect how you feel about your mom?
No.
Well, here's what we know about Jen.
Okay.
Here's the deal.
Zero insight. And
lots of denial.
Just stop it then. Everybody, please.
Jen, there's a lot more going on in you than you know.
All right, here's what I want to say, everyone. I know we can't judge, but I would like you to start judging. Please
judge. Don't judge.
No,
not being judgmental.
When a guy has 3 kids from 3 different women, feel free to judge.
Yes.
Please start judging, everybody. Let's judge. Why not judge?
Yes, there are certain people that need our judgment.
And
that's what judgment means, right? To be able to know good, bad, right, wrong.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And by the way, you should be punished for that.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have a fourth woman waiting to spread her legs for you. You really shouldn't. We have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And this sort of thing where, the guy's got a rap sheet as long as my arm, and he's got 3 kids from 3 different mommies and all kinds of stuff. But I love... No.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
That's a bad guy.
Or else she gets punished too then.
Yeah. There's a notion... I know we got to take a break, but there's a notion in this society that somehow good people can do bad things over and over again. No. That's what defines a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but in his heart, who gives a rat's ass what's in his heart? He's doing bad things, therefore, bad guy. Can we judge?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, after this. Well, that's a show, y'all. Thanks for tuning in tomorrow night. Mark McGrath, of course, you know from Sugar Ray. And, of course, Dana Devin, you know from Extra. And now you know them both from Extra. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or the station. The producer for Loveline is Annie Golden. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.